Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. After placing the bowl with the rest of the Dam HaPar, the blood of the cow, Aaron's Par Chatas, in the special golden stand that was set up for it inside the Kodesh, the Kohen Gadol goes back outside the Azara. And Mishnah Dalet continues, Hiviolo es ha-Sair. So now they would bring him the Seir LaHashem. We had the two Seirim with the Gorelos, with the lots. One was LaHashem and one was LaZazel. And they bring him the Seir LaHashem, which said Chatas LaHashem. And he's going to bring it as a Karban Chatas. Shechato, so he would shecht it. And as we said before, by the par, he shechts enough for it to be considered a Kasher Shechita, but then another Kohen continues the Shechita so that the Kohen Gadol is available to do the next avodah, the kibel b'mizrak es damo, and he uses a bowl to catch the blood, which is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sadam. So now he's only a bowl of blood from the sa'ir, from the goat. Nechnas amakom shenechnas. He goes back into the place that he went in before, meaning he's back in the Kodesh Kodeshim. V'amad b'makom sha'amad. He stands in the place that he stood. So in front of the Evan HaShasiyah, or theoretically, in front of the Aron and Bein HaBadim, in the first place of Midrash, that's what it would be. In front of the Aron, standing between the Badim. V'hizar menu achas l'mala b'shev l'mata. And he would spritz with the blood of the Seir, just like he did with the blood of the cow. Right? One up and seven down. And here too, the Mishnah clarifies, right? Velohay miskavin lazos lo lemal volumata. He did not have intention. He was not aiming dafka to get the up flick, right? The up spritz onto the top of the kaporas, nor the bottom spritzes to go onto the side of the kaporas, right? El kamatzlif. He was just basically like cracking a whip, just flicking his hand. And as we said before, to spritz upward, his hand is facing down. He'd dip his finger and flick up. And to flick downward, he would dip his finger with the hand now facing upward and flick downward. So, and again, like we explained by the Dam HaPar, he counts the numbers of ups and downs independently so as not to get confused. Right? V'kacha yomoneh. And this is how he would count. Achas, one up. Achas v'achas, one up, one down. Achas v'shtayim, one up, two down. V'chule, etc. Basically, we're continuing with the story, right? So he goes achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva, all the way till one up and seven down. At that point, so he's done, right? He's done with the blood of the seer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yatza. So he goes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's now back in the Kodesh. V'hinicho al kan ha-sheni shaya b'hicha. And he puts the Dam HaSair on the second stand. There's a second stand there, just like the first one. The first one was the Dam HaPar, and this one is the Dam HaSair. And so he puts the bowl of the with the rest of the Sair blood in the second stand. And then, of course, he's going to pick up the Dam HaPar again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says not exactly. Lo hayasham ela kan echad bilvad. There was actually one stand only. And so therefore, since there was only one stand, Rabbi Yehuda says there's a slight change in the order too. Natal dam hapar v'hiniach dam ha-sair. First he has to pick up the dam hapar again, because otherwise there's nowhere for him to put the dam ha-sair down. So first he has to pick up the dam hapar, then he can put down the dam ha-sair on the single stand in the area that has now been vacated by the Dam HaPar. So either way, we now end up with the Kohen Gadol is holding once again the blood of the par, right? So Natal Dam HaPar v'niach Dam HaSair, right? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Continuing Rabbi Yehuda. And of course, according to Chum, we said he put down the Dam HaSair in its own stand first and then picked up the Dam HaPar. But either way, now he's holding the Dam HaPar. And he's still in the Kodesh. And he turns towards the Paroches. The Paroches is, of course, the curtain, or curtains, between the Kodesh and the Kadoshim. V'hizo yimeno al Paroches. And now he's spritzing the blood on the Paroches, or towards the Paroches. Shekeneged ha'aron yivachutz. corresponding in a place that's corresponding to where the Aron is on the inside, but he's of course on the outside, and of course that is the center. So he's now aiming, as it were, spritzing towards the center of the paroches. And here too, achas lemala v'sheva lemata, one up and seven down. Etc. Like previously, he was not aiming particularly at something up or something down. He is just flicking, kimatzlif, like a snapping a whip. So now, I'm sorry, and then we count. One, one and one, one and two, one and three, one and four, one and five, one and six, one and seven. So now he's done spritzing the dam hapar towards the paroches. Natal dam asayir. So he picks up the Dama Sa'ir and puts down the Apar. That is, of course, Rabbi Yehuda, right? He says you have to first pick up the one you want before you put down the one you're done with, because there's only one stand. According to the Chachamim, he would, of course, first put down the Dama Par and then go pick up the Dama Sa'ir, because that's he's done with one. Then he'll start the next. And here too, and just like he did with the blood of the par, he's now going to do the same thing with the blood of the sa'ir, of the goat, and he's going to spritz it once up and seven times down. Right, corresponding to the aron in the center of the paroches, one up and seven down, v'chule, etc. We don't even go going through the whole thing again. But it's the same as before, right? He's not aiming; he's just flicking, like cracking a whip, counting his up and down separately, achas, 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 etc. Right? Now, eira damapar l'soch damasoyer. He now takes the dam hapar again. So he puts down the damasoyer, and takes the dam hapar, and he pours the Dam HaPar into the bowl of Dam HaSayir. So they're now mixed. He's now mixing the blood. And then, V'nasan HaSamalei Barekan, then he switches it. He takes all that's now in the bowl of Dam HaSayir, which is now the mixture, and he pours that into the bowl that was originally the bowl of Dam HaPar. And the purpose of that dual pouring is so that it gets mixed well. He's not going to sit there and stir it, but this way he pours it in one way and then he pours it back the other way. It's going to get mixed a little better.